Welcome to Besties Who Banter. I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob. And you're listening to the podcast where besties
banter. Okay. All right, we're doing something a little different today. We are going to discuss why we're doing this, what kind of inspired it.
Give you a little information about us. Just get to know each other.
I know. I feel like all the listeners, all three of them, are really interested in us, and they're invested, and they want to know why we're doing this.
Yeah, and then they could just spread the word of how amazing or how shitty we are, and either way, we could still get viewers.
Exactly. But it's also probably their last one, because they're actually not interested in us at all.
Well, if they made it this far, then there is a little interest.
They made it to three, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you
we
for the dedication.
Appreciate it, all of our fans.
I know listening to Alex can be a little
cringy
and hard to get through, but you guys have really showed perseverance, and
we appreciate you for who you are. You do have a very good mic voice.
Random, but
but it is true. I mean, we re-listened to this, you know, our ones and edited it. That's so hard to say, and I have to say that at work a lot.
Edited it.
Yeah. Like past tense of edit.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Edited it. Anyway, so going through the editing process, your voice does project very well.
You just want to listen to my voice over and over.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Privately, yeah. In my bedroom.
Yeah. Have it playing in your Bluetooth around your house.
Yes, I actually make it so it plays on every speaker, and I have about 5.
I don't blame you.
Bathroom, upstairs, kitchen, comes out of my TV.
I knew a guy that did that once before with my voice, so you wouldn't be the first one.
I lie detector. I feel like we need a lie detector in here. Anyway, I actually hate your voice. I just want you to feel good about yourself.
So, Alex, why are we here? What made you decide to start this project? Because it wasn't my idea. I will say that. It was his original idea, because I know he likes the credit. So, what...
You don't give me credit for much, so I appreciate
that. Yeah,
you
need to take it when I give it.
You constantly berate me and bring me down, so
it's
I appreciate
banter.
You saying
it's just banter.
It's just banter, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, I'm a ballbuster.
You. You're
I'm
so ugly. Go home.
And the only one you listen to is go home.
Exactly. And then I'm gone. Yep. You know, you gave me an excuse to go home, and I
and
love that.
And you listen very well.
I know. So the reason I did it is I like my job. I've always just wanted to build something. And I have messed around with like music editing. You know, I love computers, Photoshop. I've like messed around with all different kinds of things. I wanted to do something that's fun, something I want to do. And I already had learned enough to kind of edit, and I knew how mics work. And so I just want to build something. I want to build something that's mine. Hours, but I wanted to build something from the ground. My dream would be, then this is kind of separate, but my dream would be to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Someone who works for themselves. Someone who, my dream would be to wake up every day and be excited about what I'm doing. And I want it to be mine, right? So my job's good. I feel like I'm good at it. It's just not mine. Do you know what I mean?
It's not not 100% fulfilling. Like, you don't...
I'm working for somebody, mm-hmm. which is great. And I do have some autonomy where I've been able to build things. But I want something from the ground up. And what would be a dream is for this to be successful. Even if it's not, though, it's fun. Mm-hmm. We haven't released a single one yet. We're on our third... Well, we're on our fifth recording, but the first two are gone. And
intentionally.
Yeah, I know. And the quality was not anywhere close to what it is now, but I wanted to build something. And one day I asked you if you would be interested in doing a podcast with me. I think we're funny, and I think a lot of our funny is between us two. It's not like a public...
From the outside looking in, we probably look crazy, honestly.
Well, we are crazy. Yeah. But I feel like our banter... is funny, and if we the relationship that we have would be funny if you were listening, but typically from the outside you're not really seeing that. But so that's why I thought that this would be a good dynamic to share with other people. So I asked you said yes, so tell me why you said yes.
I said yes because I mean background. Sitting up bowling, looking at my high score, and you just turned around and were like...
Your high score?
Yeah. It was... I'm a good
what
bowler.
What was it?
Like a 237.
Oh, shut the... No, it was not. You have never.
You don't... Never. I wouldn't say never. Well, no.
You
I
have never no. got
not
over
that
200.
You know. Do you go with me every time I go bowling?
Every single time. You okay. would definitely let me know or post it or something.
I would get a tattoo probably just so people would know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
What does that 237 stand for? My high score in bowling. Anyway, so we were at bowling. You turned around. And for the past while, really, I agree with what you're saying. Work doesn't fulfill me. I'm good at what I do. I'm always...
Redacted for any coworkers listening.
But I also agree. I want to do something where I get out of bed in the morning and I'm looking forward to doing it. Make my own hours, work for myself. Not saying that this is what's going to
come out
of
this. Yeah, and this might not be it, but this
Yeah, no, but I also...
It's practice.
Yeah, and I also don't really have a set hobby that I could spend time focusing on.
Drinking and is yours right now.
That's a lifestyle.
Oh, and sorry, I'll let you finish.
Please.
No, you lost your thoughts. Yeah. So I'm just going to go to mine now. We do play pool.
We do play. That's not... But like that's for shits and gigs.
Right. But so, I mean, so is this. This isn't going to, you know.
We play pool like on Sundays.
And we're not even good.
We are awful. I'm much better at bowling than I am at pool.
Which isn't saying very much. But we are Team Scat, which is sounds for someone who doesn't play with us and know our humor.
Why did you announce?
Because it's a hobby. And so if we win, which is like 1 out of 5, we will high five and then squat and go, Team Scat.
Where did that come from? Oh, I remember. Yeah. So we have another friend with the same name as Alex.
His name is Alex.
And they refer to him as Alex number one.
To make me, to troll me.
Yes.
I've been around the longest.
Yes, he's...
No shade, love Alex. Yeah. But they were doing that because...
This Alex that we are talking to right now, the one on the other side of the mic, has been around for much, 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 much longer.
Washed up, but that is not the point.
So, anyway, just to make Alex number two feel better, we went with number two.
They called me Alex number two to troll me and him Alex number one. Even though... People use my last name, so they couldn't just choose to use my last name. They had to call me Alex number two. So then somebody else thought it was funny to be like, oh, it's PP Alex and Poo Poo Alex, number one and number two. And they knew that bothered me. And I said, I'm going to lean into this, and we're going to name our pool team Team Scat. And right. And we're going to make fart noises. And then I reclaimed that. And now I don't get called Alex number two.
To your face, yeah, definitely not.
Definitely not.
No.
I feel like they would only do it to my face, though, just to piss me off.
I think there's a couple of times where we're talking about you, not anything bad, because you're not really, it's just like, has anyone talked to Alex number two, just to differentiate which Alex we're talking about?
Is everyone lying to him correctly and saying that we're busy? You want to get your story straight.
What do you mean?
When you're like, has anyone talked to Alex? We don't want him to be here.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, so
don't let him know about the plans. Same,
right.
Yeah, we're staying in tonight, sorry.
Girl, bye, have your location. I have like 90% of our friends' locations.
I have like 3 people's locations. I'm not that nosy. I'll ask if like we are on vacation somewhere and like the group separates, but I don't need my friend's location.
Okay, well, sorry you feel that way. It's very convenient.
Because you're nosy.
It's not because I'm nosy. Well,
tell me I'm wrong. Where is this? You're literally like, where's this person? And you pull it up and you're like, oh, they're still there.
Like, they're not on the way yet. Well, not like, I'm not doing it on a Wednesday at 2 p.m. just to see. I'm like, it's mainly boring. Like, people are either at work or they're out with me.
So you wait to look at it at like 8 at night?
No, yeah, so I can.
What? <Anyway. laughs>
So, no, I do it because I'm like, oh, they're not on the way yet or they'll be here soon. I don't need to ask them. But for you, I can see that you're on the way to pick me up. And so I will be like, oh, I know right when to go outside.
The text message that says on the way isn't significant enough or does not suffice.
Anyway, We wanted to build. Why are we doing this podcast? Let's get back.
Oop, all right, let's get back on track.
Yeah, full circle, Team Scat.
Podcast. So I would like to do something awesome. The past couple of months, maybe like a year or two, just
last couple months, maybe like a year or two.
Maybe since I moved to North Carolina.
Wow. You know,
I'm just kidding. It's been like a year or a couple of months. Regardless, I would like to...
Irregardlessly.
I would like to do something that is a little bit more carefree and hobby. This would be a good hobby to have.
Yeah. I want a hobby.
I forgot that we were talking about hobbies because you distracted me so much, but...
It's the poop. Yeah. You're into scat.
Sidebar. I am not king shaming... Not king shaming.
Oh, I meant Team Scat.
Oh, Team
obviously,
Scat.
Yeah, obviously, you're more into piss play.
So this would be a fun hobby to do, something to share with a friend, who you would get good banter with.
Content,
yeah. Because I don't want to do an OnlyFans with you, so this is probably the next best thing.
No one would pay for that.
Sure. No,
this is free.
You.
Like, we're gonna have to beg people to listen to this.
We'll pay them listen to it.
Even if we OnlyFans for $1 a month, it's not.
I think we would get like people. People will definitely subscribe. Like, oh, $1.
Just out of curiosity.
Curiosity,
not because they,
not into it. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's why I went along with this with you, doing it for fun, and we'll see what comes. If it's gonna flourish or not.
We'll see. Either way, it's fun. I hope.
Have you not been enjoying it?
I've been enjoying it. I've literally said that like 5 times. So let's talk about how we met. You are from New York, and we're in North Carolina. We live in Raleigh. The city of Oaks. And
the capital of North Carolina.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I am from New York.
So, and you moved here from New York.
Yes, I moved here from New York. Do you want to say the next sentence about me?
And New York. Keep talking about New York.
So,
New York.
Yes, New York. Mm-hmm. The best city. New York, the city that never sleeps. The city so nice you had to name it twice.
See, I knew.
Anyway, yeah, I am from New York. Did a brief stint in South Carolina during my teenage years. Jumped off that boat as soon.
I guess we sound like you killed yourself. But I didn't drown. Someone saved me.
The Michael Phelps in me came out. I'm actually a pretty fast swimmer. And moved back up to New York, finished college, and then just stayed up there. Met my partner, moved down here to North Carolina in 2016, and we've been here ever since. I always said, after living in South Carolina, I just didn't have a great experience there at all. I always said, I will never move down south again.
Lo and behold,
here I am. But it's like, it's the south, but I don't feel like I am.
It doesn't feel
like
it's the there's a population here, so it's,
and that was like a deal
bubble.
That was a thing for me. I was like, I'll move with you, but I need to know that I'm not going to like hate crime, where I'm not going to be the only brown person in a 10-mile radius. And I'm not, and I love Raleigh. I love New York. New York will always be home to me. But
and he likes to say how New York is better than everywhere else.
Not everywhere else.
And my thing is, well, why are you here then? Go back to New York if you think it's so much better. And I think you said, because of cost of living.
Well, that is definitely one of the reasons I won't go there. Cost of living, weather, and the community.
Smell.
And the community I have here... There's absolutely no way that I'll get that in New York, dare I say anywhere else. Probably I'm likable enough to find friends in different places. But this group of people that I have here, including yourself, it's like family. Because all my family is either in New York or South Carolina. So I'm here alone. Not like alone. I have a partner. Family-wise, I have no relatives down here.
Jumping off ship again.
No relatives. So 2016, moved here. There is a sports league for the LGBTQIA+ community called Stonewall, and has multiple sports. The biggest one that people join for is kickball.
Yep.
So it's like, it's... I don't know how to refer to Stonewall. I don't want to say it's like it's like a group of people. It kind of has a, the people who do not play Stonewall look, they don't have a good taste in their mouth for Stonewall. They think that we're like clicky and, but it's huge. The league is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like kickball has
550 or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's
just
wild.
Kickball and there's a lot of sports.
Yeah, and it's not, there are, it's anyone is welcome to play.
Yes,
anyone.
And it's like, it's not, there's different, like, there's the competitive teams that are in a certain bracket, yeah, and then like bracket. So it's not like it's more of a social,
it is 100%. And afterwards, when all the games are done, we go to the local, one of the local gay bars and mix and mingle with other teams, so
fun.
It is,
right.
Yeah, it's a blast.
So it's like, it's really meant for community, but that is why you, how we met,
yes,
basically,
yes,
is you were friends with this, well, my perspective was you were friends with this one team that was very competitive.
And we weren't even on that team.
Yeah, but they were like their friends. And then the next thing we hear is you and your partner, and I didn't know you, like, I really at all. I don't even know if I had talked to you. Maybe
maybe
I had talked
like,
to you.
Maybe it's like, hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
Being a judgy bitch.
Little bitch. Oh. So they, we like, oh, they want to join Sir Walter. And I was like, oh, is, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, is it because that competitive team doesn't want them?
So we were like the leftovers.
So we were like, no, we were second pick. Like,
that's how you
felt. Sir Walter is our team.
And I
and like, it's like, oh, so Sir Walter's the second pick.
I could guarantee, I could almost hear you saying that to multiple people, like in protest of us being on the team.
Well, that was the optics.
And did it work?
No, I didn't block it. That was the optics.
You were trying to plant that seed.
I'm always planting seeds. I'm probably saying stuff right now so that a year from now I can use it against
you. Are you manipulating? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember what I need to. It's also recorded.
Anyway, so join the team, and I actually remember like the first conversation, not the first conversation. I'm sure we talked prior, but like not like a friendship. I wouldn't be like, oh, there's my friend Alex.
I barely say it.
Anyway, so we had our practice. It was the first practice of the season. And we don't do it as much anymore, but we would go to a Mexican restaurant nearby as a whole team and just have dinner. And we ended up sitting next to each other.
Oh yeah, we haven't gone in a while.
It's been a minute. But we were sitting next to each other and you just feel the need to dive into people's lives and just ask them questions. I felt like I was sitting next to Barbara Walters.
People used to call me Barbara Walters.
Ooh, that's a lot of credit. That's actually kind of a compliment.
You literally just said that.
But I didn't say not as.
Well, that was my Barbara Walters era.
Yeah.
I definitely was like leaning into everyone's
business.
Shit. But I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was nice of you. You were, you know, trying to make me feel welcome, or you were making me feel welcome.
Trying to make me.
And I would, like, make, I'm pretty sarcastic. If you guys haven't realized yet, you will eventually realize. And I'm a ball buster also. So whatever I say, if it sounds mean, it's never meant to be mean. I'm just, no, you would know if I'm being like, serious.
I know, I would, yeah.
Okay, well, if they can't, then it probably means I was being serious. But I said something, and you were like, ooh, you're shady. I like you. And I laughed, and I was like, oh, just you wait. And we realized that our birthdays are 5 days apart, like same year, everything. Well, same year.
And I am much more mature because I am the older one.
You heard it here first, the older one. So his days are numbered more than mine are.
By 5 days.
But anyway, yeah. And then that was, I feel like that was kind of a bonding.
Yeah.
Moment, mm-hmm. As weird as that is, just the birthday.
Well, I love my birthday, but not because I want everyone else to love my birthday, but because it's like the only day that's like yours.
Yeah, it's about you.
Yeah.
And you have the right to feel, you're entitled to feel that
like
way.
I could spend it alone, but it would be, oh, this is a special day.
I don't know if I'd want to spend my birthday alone.
Well, I just mean like it's important for me. I'm not saying like everyone come to my birthday party.
Gotcha.
But it's like, this is my day. But anyway, so I think you have some kind of relation to your birthday that's similar, and then we're both Pisces, and I do relate to being a Pisces, even though I don't know anything about the rest of the astrological
your
signs.
Like your big three, I think they call it the big three, or your main three, your sun, moon, and
yeah we're like, we almost have everything the same
except for, so our sun, moon, and rising, well, I think I don't know which one, like, the main one is, but two of them that doesn't have to do with your birthday are different, but everything else, like all the other houses and stuff like that. That's a story for another time. Look into, you know what? Look into what your big three are. Let me know, and we'll compare and see if that is correct or not. If
that's well, it would take really me 2 seconds, because Snapchat has it.
Oh, Snapchat does have it, but you don't know what, like, the signs mean. Like, I'm a Pisces moon, Pisces sun, and a Leo rising. So for all of you that do know what that means, that is almost like 100%.
Yeah, sun in Pisces, moon in Capricorn, which is moon is emotions, sun is individuality, and then rising in Taurus is, so I'm that's the persona. I'm grounded, refined, and patient.
Grounded, patient. Okay, so maybe this isn't that legit.
Mercury in Aquarius. So my communication is unique, friendly, and independent.
Unique? But yeah, and then we just became friends. We live like less than 5 minutes from each other. So when COVID happened, you would come over.
It's 3 minutes. I mean, it's literally 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, we could walk.
Yeah, in. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, we could if we wanted to. Yeah. But you would come over frequently, and you were kind of the only person that we saw for
a while. That was during COVID. You were in the COVID circle.
Yeah. And yeah, we have been besties. I would say COVID was like the moment, like, or a little before.
Yeah, it was before that. It was probably 2019.
Yeah, but I still feel like we weren't, like, best friends. Like, we were good friends. We were good friends, like, as soon as we joined the team, we pretty much became friends. Mm-hmm. But, like,
friends, yeah.
But, like, best friends, as close as we are, I would say somewhere in 2019, if not, definitely COVID.
I think besties. You're not my best friend.
Besties, yeah, no. Practical best friend.
Practical best friend. Yes. And I don't even mean that shady. I just have my best friend from all of my life, and she will always be my best friend, so there can't be anybody that...
Understandable.
And she doesn't live near me, but... just a couple hours away, but she'll always be my best friend.
So I'm the stand-in,
yeah, basically. Besties. Practical best friend. Yeah,
practical best friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's how we met.
Yeah, and I'm from North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina, but it's like a different
it's not
culture.
Like, yeah.
So I went to UNC, and then I
mentioned UNC one time. Let's keep counting.
Yes, yeah, UNC, the best university. This is the same. You call me pretentious about going to UNC. It's the same shit as you being from New York. I am from New York. I know things that you don't. But I think it also comes from, like, the same place of having a cultural or, like, a diverse experience. I think it's actually the same thing. Like, me going to UNC was actually kind of a culture shock.
I can admit, yeah.
From Eastern North Carolina. And the diversity and the, I mean, obviously, like, the liberal arts environment was great. That's where I came out. There were gay people. I think that comes from a similar place, but we do make fun of each other for that. Because I know how I can come off, and I do feel like I went to UNC and that
I'm
so glad that I did. And you have the same air about you with New York. So,
yeah, but I don't think I am as pretentious. I think I just say it to, like, cause it's relevant to the conversation. It's not just like a random drop. There are times where you're like, oh, UNC, I went there. We know.
No, I don't bring that up very much. Everyone just knows, you know?
How do they know?
Because I'm intelligent.
Because you say it all the time.
I'm well-spoken.
You have it on your debit card.
You
probably have a tattoo of it somewhere on your ass. So that way...
People just respect me and they know.
Well, most people,
just tell,
I guess, respect him.
How great I am. And anyway, but you're just Jenny from the block.
Yeah, I'm actually Jenny from the block.
Apparently, Jenny's actually not Jenny from the block.
Yeah, she just... Was it a documentary that she just came out with?
It was a movie.
Yeah, but it was, like, about her. It wasn't, like, a movie, like, script or anything like that. It was...
No,
like, behind the scenes.
No, it's, like, a movie.
Oh, okay, whatever. Anyway, she's like, oh, it reminds me of when I was 16. Because her hair was, like, all messy, running down the block. And a lot of people who still live in the Bronx right now are pretty upset about that. I will say her high school.
You're from the Bronx.
Yes, I'm from the Bronx. Yeah, yeah. Her high school is the people who went to high school with her back then are saying that it was predominantly Italian Irish neighborhood, which is correct. Where Jenny used to live, I don't know what it was like in the 70s, 80s. Now it's kind of not the best area, so you can kind of consider it quote unquote the block. But she claims it so much, but they're up, you know, they feel a certain way because she doesn't do any, like, she says it, she claims it, but her actions, like, she never visits, she never, like, speaks out in support of or things like that. So it's kind of funny that she claims that to be her thing, and people are like, no, not really.
Yeah, and she doesn't write any of her shit, or never did. And then Ashanti.
She has some bops, though.
Definitely bops. Yeah. But Ashanti sang for her at the beginning.
It's so awkward.
God, it's so bad. Somebody posted a picture, or they said, happy birthday, J-Lo. And it was a picture of Ashanti.
I saw that. And then there was something. So J-Lo just canceled a whole bunch of tour dates, and she was supposed to come to Raleigh.
Mm.
And she didn't. She went to the PNC Arena. And I'm like, girl, you have been MIA for how long? Like, not a record drop. And you expect to sell out the PNC Arena?
Yeah,
not gonna happen.
Yeah,
so someone was like, someone posted like, I wonder why she canceled all these tour dates, and someone responded, it's because they couldn't book Ashanti to come to
tea.
And yeah, so,
well, anyway, so I think that we explained why we're doing it and where we're from and how we met. I've been in Raleigh since 2014.
You went to UNC, so you visited Raleigh frequently.
Yes, yeah. Like, I mean, I went to college. The main gay bar that's been around forever. I mean, literally forever. Like,
not
maybe.
Literally.
Maybe.
I think 1990 was.
Yeah, there. Like when we were born.
Yeah. It's older. I know it's older than us.
Yeah. So I went to that bar at 18, and I had X's on my hands. I do, but it wasn't like a frequent thing. That's the thing. So living in Raleigh was a different thing. This was like we're going to drive to go out in Raleigh. But anyway, I did date someone in Raleigh when I was in college, and I came here pretty frequently, and I was like, I'm going to live here at some point.
And here you are.
And here I am. Now I have my house and my doggy.
Well-established.
I'm well-established, educated.
You have your roots.
Perfect, well-spoken.
You settle. I don't want to say settle down, but like kind of find your place.
I'm
34,
so.
Yeah.
I'm a 34-year-old, but I don't look it.
As our friend said, the bags under your eyes say differently.
What? My eyes are sunken. I don't have bags. That's only when I'm not sleeping. I don't look a day over 33. Thank you. Okay. All right, it's over. Bye.
Bye.